With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
And after 4 o'clock, you go to that app and you can hear the John and Ken on demand podcast to catch up on what you missed. And you already missed an hour.
You have, but you know, next hour brings the Moist Line. It's Friday. The Moist Line callers, they're waiting to tell you what they got going on in their world that they want you to hear about. Yeah, that'll come up at 320 and 350. We got a lot ahead. We'll talk about a big payout for San Francisco from the drug company, or the pharmacy, Walgreens. And also, another California city has moved ahead of San Francisco with the number of homeless out on the streets. All of that is to come. I guess what first got my attention with this story some time ago wasn't that people died from this, but that some had to have their eyeballs surgically removed.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That upsets you more than the deaths.
Well, because it's different. Mm-hmm. In other words, people do die from infections.
Sure.
And that happens all the time at COVID. But, you know, having your eyeballs surgically removed, you're like, well, what could do that? Well, it's contaminated eye drops. The CDC gave an update today, and we find out more from Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI.
Doesn't it sound like something out of Halloween? Have your eyeballs removed? It's like,
yeah. Oh.
And you think of eye drops, and you know, it's like going to the dentist where you go, well, it's medicine, but you know, come on, is it? You know?
How could there be anything right that awful in there?
Are they falling out or just disintegrating?
The eyeballs? No, they have to go in and get them because then it spreads the rest of the body. So this is, the number has been going up. It was a big deal back about a month ago, 2 months ago when the outbreak first got out there, but it's like the Takata airbags where they have for years have been saying don't drive with those airbags, and people don't listen to it, and they keep using them, and they keep exploding, and they keep killing people, and then they have to recall them again, and so that's kind of what they're doing here. But it's an antibiotic-resistant aggressive bacteria in the eye drops, 10 different brands of artificial tears. Most have been linked to one company that makes all of the different brand names, Global Pharma Healthcare. 4 people have died. 14 have gone blind. 4 have had their eyeballs surgically removed because of the bacteria in their bodies. Clara Oliva is among them. She's gone blind. At least legally blind, and her attorney's telling us this.
Difficulties relearning how to do a lot of her daily activities, like walking. Her depth perception has been affected, and so she's unstable.
Has a hard time walking now because the FDA says Global Pharma, they violated rules by not routinely testing their products for bacteria this is a bacteria that described to us is pretty common in healthcare settings, although this strain has never been seen in the U.S. But in long-term healthcare and in hospitals, they see this general bacteria. In a factory setting, they should be looking for it and then making sure it's not in their product.
Was the factory in India? I'd seen that in early reports.
So the company is in India, but not all their factories are. So it's unclear where all of these products were coming from that the FDA does inspect because the products are coming to the U.S. So some of them may have been produced in the U.S., but with this bacteria spreading in the whatever ingredients they were using or in the factory itself. So everything's under a recall, but people have still been using this stuff and still getting really, really sick. This doctor's saying there's one thing you should do, throw it away.
Definitely check your medicine cabinet to see if you might have any of these products that are in your home. And if you do, discard them right away.
81 people in 18 states have been infected. So the symptoms, let's get gross.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here you go. So when you wake up tomorrow and you have yellow, green, or clear stuff coming out of your eyes, eye pain, red eyes, feel like something is in your eye, blurry vision, being sensitive to light. All of those are the symptoms of this.
That could be a hangover.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you have a couple of brewskis tonight, then wake up with any of that. Or
I
wear contacts. you wear contacts, you're always like, God, I have something in my eye right now. Yeah, I mean, it's...
And this story came out some weeks ago, but I guess most people aren't aware of it.
Yeah, in March, and...
I guess you can keep eye drops around for a long time, right, on your
farm. These are big bottles. You think of how long you would have a bottle of eye drops.
For months.
Artificial tears.
Yeah.
So you still have them, and you use them, you don't pay attention to it. The brand names, two big ones are Delsym Pharma and EzriCare, E-Z-R-I Care. That this company makes, and those are the ones that have been linked to many of these, but people keep using them and they don't know, and then get their
eyeballs
out.
That Delsym brand,
yeah, but not Delsym like the cough medicine. This is not that.
Yeah, no, I've seen it on eye drop shelves.
Yeah,
that's a big brand
name. I would imagine people are going to be safe and probably just not use any eye drops. I mean, was this just like I know they don't know yet, but just a batch that went bad?
They don't know. They think it was going in the factory for a while. And this is not, you know, what are the other, the big ones that you get the redness out of your eyes and those. These are specific artificial tear brands from this Indian company based in India. The other ones are fine. The ones that are on the shelves now should be fine. They did a recall and they've pulled these off. But a lot of people still have these and yeah, that's why they're still using them.
And supposedly this particular bacteria is not being controlled with standard antibiotics.
Nope, no good, yeah.
Oh,
no,
my God.
It ain't doing any good.
An antibiotic-resistant bacteria in your eye.
In your eyeball. And then it spreads the rest of your body and kills you.
Oh.
If you don't get your eyeballs surgically removed.
Wow. Thanks for the uplifting report. All right, Alex.
There you go.
This is full of good news today.
Yeah, when you have green gunk coming out of your eyes tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to pay attention to that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, isn't there?
There is.
It's amazing people live as long as they do with all the possibilities.
Maybe the rest of the show will just do stories where things go right and well and happy.
What?
That's right. He doesn't recognize
you. Want to get paid?
Yeah. A couple of the product names Delsym Pharma's artificial tears. Yeah, because there are people that just do not naturally tear up.
They have dry eyes. Their tear ducts don't work properly.
I used to take something like that all the time.
So you weren't crying at movies and stuff?
Oh yeah, I did, but you know, still I would still have, maybe I wasn't crying enough because at one point my eyes were very dry according to my eye doctor.
And what does that mean? They get itchy? What's wrong with dry eye?
It wasn't pain, but it just didn't feel right. So
it's
when
irritated.
I went, it was just irritated and it was dry eyes.
Oh. The other contains one of John's favorite all-time words, Delsym Pharma's artificial eye ointment. Oh. I guess there are people that do use an ointment because they have artificial eyes.
On their eye?
Yeah, because if you have an artificial eye, you probably have to take care of it.
Oh, for an artificial eye?
Yeah, it's for an artificial eye.
I see.
And you probably have to take care of it.
Sure.
So there must be an ointment that's applied. And apparently this particular brand's artificial eye ointment got contaminated too. Delsym Pharma, their artificial eye ointment.
I guess you got to pop those in and out, huh?
Ugh.
I think in more modern, I don't actually know.
I had a friend who had an artificial eye.
I know you did, and he showed it to you.
Did he show it to me?
I don't know. I just
I'm trying to think. Or did I? Because he's the kind of guy that would do that as a joke. But I don't think he did.
He never popped it out.
Unless I blocked it out.
Go out for a long pass.
There's something about eye stuff that just freaks me out.
It does. That's why I picked the story for you.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
USC Athletic Director Mike Bond has resigned. Bond said in a statement that after 40 years of college athletics leadership and dedicating his life to serving student athletes, it's the right time for him to step away. A top debt ceiling negotiator for House Speaker McCarthy says it's time to press pause on talks to raise the debt ceiling. He says negotiations with the White House have come to an abrupt standstill, and it's just not productive to continue at this point. And officials in the UK say the government will invest $1.2 billion in the country's semiconductor industry over the next 10 years.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 4 o'clock, listen to the podcast and enjoy it all weekend long.
Savor it. Maybe you can build up all 5 shows through the week and just play them through the 15 hours.
John and Ken on demand on the app.
We were just talking about people have had to have their eyes surgically removed because of these bacteria-laden eye drop story. Now we're going to talk about, why do we have like themes going today? Someone who has had his legs surgically removed. It's Andy Bales, who was on our show recently. Andy Bales, of course, is CEO of the Union Rescue Mission, dealing with Skid Row and the homeless.
He's the only rational person in the homeless industry.
He came on our show a couple times in the last few months to talk about the problems with the way they approach the homeless issue with this housing first nonsense and this harm reduction nonsense. He is not an advocate. He really makes a lot of sense. He even gets to talk to people like Mayor Bassetti. But apparently they go in a different direction than what he recommends. He says he doesn't. He also doesn't like those high-cost housing, permanent housing projects. Those take too long. He's in favor of the kind of temporary housing, you know, that the little tiny homes and things like that they can build. Well, he announced he will be stepping down as CEO of the Union Rescue Mission at the end of the year. 20 years he's been the CEO, and for 35 years he's been involved in the homeless and Skid Row. And you know, I mentioned that he lost his legs. It's because he caught a terrible flesh-eating bacteria out in the field on Skid Row, and they had to amputate one of his legs, and then eventually there were problems with the other leg, and that was taken out in 2021.
Yeah. So he lost both his legs because of the...
his work.
Unhealthy conditions out on the streets.
Yeah. We'll talk to him again at some point before he... leaves his post. He says he'll still be involved, but he won't be the CEO of the Union Rescue Mission.
Well, he should. I wish he would speak the truth as often as possible if he's so inclined to do that with his time.
He may be the only one we speak to in an official position that has it right.
No.
On what to do with the homeless.
Yeah. Everyone else is running a scam. I'm sorry. I think everyone else has got a racket going. They know there's a racket going. I was looking up.
I think your councilwoman's on the right track, Tracy Park. That would be another official we talked to.
Yeah. I was looking up a story out of San Francisco about homeless in the Tenderloin District.
Yeah.
And they want to make changes there. And there was one guy who was quoted poo-pooing this idea, right? He's like an old guard homeless industry advocate. And then I looked up his charity. And I looked up his salary, and it's, I understand. Yeah. He's pushing he was pushing to keep the failed policies.
Right.
And he didn't like these new ideas. And he works in the Tenderloin District. And then I looked at his salary, and I looked at the salaries of his top lieutenants. And it's like, you know what? You guys are just raping the system here for your own profit, and you know none of this works. And I take him and multiply him by 10,000, and it's all these men and all these women running this homeless racket, man. It's this huge river of money that goes cascading by, and there is no requirement to prove that your methods do any good. There's no metric, no benchmark to reach.
Right. the homeless industrial complex. Well, San Francisco is going to get $230 million from Walgreens. You may have heard about these lawsuits that cities and states are engaging in against the pharmaceutical companies over the opioid epidemic. And San Francisco decided to stand alone. They did not become part of a class action suit or a bunch of states and cities. They're going to receive that money over a 14-year period. $57 million will be due by June of next year. I like this, though. $29 million right off the top has to go to the lawyers. $29 million who represented the city in the litigation. And then the next question is, well, how are they going to spend this money? I mean, if there's one place, overdose deaths are up 41% in the first 3 months of this year alone. So if they're going to go out and buy a bunch of Narcan, what they are talking about in this story is like a lot of outreach. We need more people on the streets working with people to get them into treatment.
There's a banned word, outreach.
Yeah.
That is that. Well, because that's the first line of theft. All these organizations are claiming we do outreach. Clearly, it doesn't work. Clearly, it's a waste of time.
But when you cannot force somebody into treatment or to mental health, that's the only alternative you have is to go there and just kind of plead with them.
But that alternative is a failed alternative. The only thing you can do is force them. So if you're not willing to force them, I don't want to hear about all your industry terms. Well, we're doing outreach. No. That to me, anyone who says outreach, it's like you're a failure. And you're getting paid to promote a failed policy that has no chance of working because it never works. So you come to me when you're willing to say, hey, let's force these people indoors. When you do that, then you're onto something. Then you're going to make life better for them and for the rest of the public. But if you're babbling about outreach, you're just like drooling on yourself.
Well, until the laws are changed where they can force people.
These
courts saying, yeah, you can't do that. There has to be a bed or a shelter or someplace for them to go. And there usually is.
9 p.m. to 6 a.m. The rest of the day. And first of all, if they're drug addicted or mentally ill, you write the law to force them. You can do that. So get to writing it. But now that there's so much money flowing through, I blame the voters. They voted for these new propositions, billions of dollars, Prop H, Prop HHH. It's billions of dollars going into the homeless industrial sewer. All right? These billions of dollars don't get anyone off the street. There's only more and more people on the street. So you got fooled. You got scammed again. Your voting patterns stink. People in California have the worst voting patterns, the most ignorant, the silliest. It's full of virtue signaling. It's full of wishing, you know, blue sky thinking, whatever phrase you want to use. None of it's rooted in reality. There isn't any outreach that's going to change the situation here. It's a force, period. Get guys in uniforms, armed guys in uniforms to say, okay, you can't do that. You're going in. And then you take them to force them to drug rehab, mental health clinic, jail, whatever it is.
Well, the city of Sacramento has passed up the city of San Francisco for the number of homeless people, which might surprise you because San Francisco, if you believe these counts, but San Francisco gets a lot of attention. Supposedly, there's nearly 10,000 homeless people in Sacramento on any given night. San Francisco has about 8,000, even though San Francisco still has more homeless people per capita. Sacramento's homeless numbers have tripled since 2017.
Because, of course,
that's the infamous state capital.
And the mayor of Sacramento is a gold-plated idiot.
As Daryl Steinberg.
Yeah, he was head of the Senate 20 years ago, and he was an idiot. So, of course, he's going to ruin Sacramento the way Gavin Newsom ruined San Francisco. The two of them. You know, I mean, of course those cities would end up a complete mess. Because Newsom and Steinberg are incompetent fools.
What would make Sacramento an appealing place to be homeless, though?
I don't know. When you're in the middle of a meth haze, what does it matter? It doesn't matter where you are.
All right,
Skid Row doesn't look like fun either.
We got more coming up. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. The podcast, John and Ken on demand. Go to the app and you can listen to what you missed later on.
All right. Well, the big story a week ago, of course, was the U.S.-Mexico border and the expiration of Title 42 and all that. We're now aware that the media has moved on from the story because, you know, it's over. We don't have migrants lined up. That doesn't mean that migrants aren't still coming into the U.S.
by the thousands.
They've just figured out a way to use an app and social media and find their way in, quote, legally. Well, they'll get a court date in like 10 years. The Border Patrol is reporting that twice this week, some of their agents in the San Diego sector had to evade gunfire. The first incident that's being reported is really troubling. They were trying to help an injured four-year-old boy when somebody fired bullets at them. The boy had been dropped from the primary border barrier by an unknown person who was entering the United States. You know, sometimes they drop them over fences or walls. Sometimes they throw them.
They drop them from 8 feet.
A four-year-old boy. And they realized he was hurt, so they went to help him. And then somebody opens fire. A bunch of bullets ricocheted off a barrier.
Because they're such loving parents, right? You drop your kid 8 feet to the ground while you're under gunfire.
I think that was the smugglers and the cartels that fired.
I would assume. I mean, they're the most heavily armed component in this story.
It would make sense that that's who's doing it, the coyote smuggler cartel people.
I don't think it's the Border Patrol agents.
No. I'm asking who is firing on the Border Patrol agents.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. There's only two people who are armed here. It's either the Border Patrol agents or it's the cartels.
It could be an angry family member of the four-year-old boy who just said, don't touch my kid.
I suppose.
Another shooting took place in the San Ysidro Mountains, where there was some gunfire. They noticed several people in the area. One appeared to be carrying a rifle. No arrests, nobody hurt. But they just want you to know that the border is still quite active and it can be dangerous for the agents. Now, on the topic of let's spread around the joy, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent his first bus of migrants to Colorado, downtown Denver. That's a closer trip for the migrants than New York or Chicago. Or
sanctuary city.
Denver is a sanctuary city, right?
And
he dropped them off in the city's downtown area, and the statement he made is, Texas is overwhelmed, and over on border communities should not have to shoulder the flood of illegal immigration due to Biden's reckless open border policies.
You know, the Denver mayor, Democrat Michael Hancock, he's got the same cliched response that they all do.
Oh, this is heartless?
Well, it's a stunt. Oh, it's a stunt. Humanitarian crisis. We don't need more political theater and partisan gamesmanship. It's like, you stupid fool. You declared your city a sanctuary. So there you go. That's the payoff. I'm sick of these mayors belly aching. Because like Eric Adams in New York is the loudest belly acher of them all, right?
Right.
And he's saying the right things, but one thing he's not doing, he's not declaring New York City off limits. He's not saying, hey, if you come to New York City, we're going to turn you over to ICE. We're going to help with the deportation process. Why don't you send out that message and maybe they'll stop coming to New York?
If you're a sanctuary city, you can't say that. That's the idea of a sanctuary city.
That's why you've got to reverse that policy. Stop blaming Biden. Blame yourself for being a sanctuary city. That's your policy. You could rescind that, and you don't. So he's constantly squealing like a stuck pig. In fact, he's got the worst of both worlds because he's bitching so much that the Biden team dropped Eric Adams from their official reelection campaign.
Oh, they did?
Leadership,
huh?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they kicked him off. And so he's got...
because he's got a money?
I don't know. Because he's been criticizing the Biden White House so much on immigration. They're sick of hearing it. On the other hand, he's not making any other friends because he's still proclaiming a sanctuary city status.
Right.
So, and then he's sending the overflow to the suburbs in Rockland County. So, everybody's upset with him.
Well, all of this is a drop in the bucket. I mean, allegedly, so far, Texas has transported about 19,000 migrants to Washington, New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia. 400 buses. Do you realize the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that have come into this country? So it's a symbolic drop in the bucket that you're busing them to other states, but it's trying to make the point that Texas is overwhelmed.
Yeah, and it's 19,000 less people you have to deal with.
Now, speaking of the mayor of New York City sending migrants to upstate New York, this has become a big story on the progressive websites this afternoon. It was reported by media outlets, and there was an actual story, but turned out to be false, that some veterans, homeless veterans, were being kicked out of hotels so that migrants bussed in from New York City could take their places as in the Hudson Valley in New York State. But apparently a thorough investigation of this, including talking to the hotels, that wasn't true. And now it says the state attorney general's office is going to conduct an investigation. Apparently a nonprofit organization started the claim. They apparently got some misinformation. Sharon Tony Finch, a disabled veteran who founded the Yerik Israel Tony Foundation, said she was misguided in her understanding that veterans under her group's care were moved from the hotel. Turns out none of them were there anyway. So that was like just a bad storyline that got passed around.
Or was this some purposeful propaganda created?
What was?
Oh, by some organization or some activist who decided they wanted to create a controversy over these migrants being moved around, and they just made up the story. It's like, well, yeah, did you hear? They're moving out homeless vets.
I think that's what it was, right?
I mean,
I think the truth of the fact that our border's overwhelmed tells enough story. Nobody has to go around making up stories about homeless vets being moved out of hotels to make room for migrants.
This woman may have done it on purpose.
You know, she's denying that. She said she just got misinformation.
Of course she's denying it, but it got a lot of headlines for a few days. Right. I mean, mission accomplished if you wanted to create a firestorm. What about that wedding? That wedding was real, though, that got bumped out of a hotel.
Yeah, I don't see any update on that story. That was the other story that came out. An assembly member from New York State, Brian Mayer, was the one that picked up her story and started railing about it to the police. But he now says that he was tricked and saying he's devastated and disheartened.
He said he had spoken in person to two of the vets.
Yeah, he said it was backed up by hotel receipts that she showed him from people who stayed at this hotel. But the hotel has stated that we didn't have any.
So these veterans, did he make them up?
Or did they make up their stories?
Yeah, or were they faking it?
Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
Oh, here it is. You're right. It appears... Oh, jeez. It appears that homeless men from a nearby shelter were recruited by that woman I mentioned with the nonprofit to act as veterans that have been displaced.
There you go.
Oh, she says that's a total lie. I didn't do that. I think that's what's being investigated.
She was misled.
Right. Now she's being accused of hiring homeless people to pretend they were veterans and tell the assemblyman that they were displaced.
All right, everybody off the stage.
Everybody's trying too hard on this story. All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, of course, we've got for you the Moist Line. Two rounds of it, the first of which will be played in about 30 minutes. And again, near the end of the show in about an hour from now. We mentioned the other day, sort of a breaking news story, a man in Moreno Valley, he called the police to report that two women had broken into his home. Well, when they got there and sorted things out, they decided it was quite the opposite story. He was holding them captive. It turns out that this guy has quite a past with his neighbors, too. Here is the story from ABC reporter Rob McMillan.
He's the man accused of assaulting two women inside his Moreno Valley home over the weekend. But others in this neighborhood north of the 60 freeway near Nason Street say Gilberto Puga Jr. has been a problem for more than a year, with video after video after video showing him causing problems in the neighborhood.
I had no idea that he was doing it to other people. I thought it was just us.
Eddie De Leon says his family's first encounter with Puga was last February, when he says the 53-year-old man blocked his 18-year-old daughter in with his car and started hitting on her.
Very, very creepy. My daughter, you know, is young, so she freaked out. She ran back into the house.
Then two nights later, their Ring doorbell camera gets video of him pacing on their front porch. De Leon says Puga also harassed his neighbor across the street, an 83-year-old woman.
Like in the middle of the night, no shirt on, half naked, banging on the window, just terrifying her.
Both he and that woman got restraining orders against Puga, and they weren't the only ones.
At least one, two, three, four of us have restraining orders against him.
Linda Garcia says around that same time, Puga tried to lure her children into his home.
That night, I told my sons to be very careful.
She says Puga came back in the middle of the night trying to get into her yard, and the next morning opened the back gate to let her animals out. She says he then used a tool to dent her Jeep, then trying to confront them at the front door.
I want to kill all you.
Later, trying to get inside the home through her back door.
He's trying to open my bedroom slider.
She called 911, prompting this response from the Riverside County Sheriff's Department.
He left in an ambulance under like the 5150, where it's just mental illness, and he was out free within a couple days.
Your son let the dog out. I swear to God, I don't know what's wrong with it.
Puga's own family is frustrated, his cousin telling us he's mentally ill and can't get the help he needs.
You know, he's been to the mental institutions and evaluated, and then they let him out, you know, and then he does something again, and then he goes back in.
In the past, Puga's faced charges for brandishing weapons, battery of a peace officer, and assault with a deadly weapon, among other things. His latest arrest was for assaulting two women with a stun gun inside his home on Sunday. While many of his neighbors told us they haven't had any encounters with him, others hope this is the last time.
Obviously, lock him up for a while. I mean, or put him in some type of mental situation.
Yeah.
But I think at this point, it's just lock up. It's just, he's just too dangerous.
Hello, where's the kids at?
Oh, man.
What a stupid state. There is no effective law to take a lunatic like this and put him in a mental institution. And
yeah,
keep
some people
there.
Are beyond help, and they need to just be locked up for the rest of their life. This guy is a wild man. It's amazing he hasn't killed anybody.
And they bring him to the mental institution. And restraining orders are a waste of time. They're useless. You can't hold up a sheet of paper and stop somebody. Second waste of time is these 5150 holds for, which is 72 hours. And if you're not diagnosed within 72 hours with some kind of affliction where you're an imminent danger to yourself and other people, you get let out. And most of the time when these people are let out, they're even crazier. They're angry. And they're angry at the ones who called the police to begin with. So this is so absurd, this state. And all the innocent people in the neighborhood are terrorized. And the teenage girls are terrorized. Ay, ay, ay. I mean, everybody knows that it's useless with a mentally ill person.
Another crazy story comes from Fresno. Apparently, a rumor took off on the internet that an Asian restaurant in Fresno was serving dog meat.
Mm.
Tasty Thai is a six-month-old takeout restaurant. They were getting death threats and negative comments via phone calls from around the country. People also posting negative reviews of the restaurant on Google and Yelp.
People have nothing to do. From around the country.
Was it one person picked out the restaurant and someone else thought it'd be funny to sort of continue to post the...
Yes. It was one of those jokes about Thai food. And so some joker decides to post it and everybody else jumped on.
It started several days ago with an allegation of abuse of a pit bull who was tied up at a home next door to the restaurant. A woman posted a Facebook video of herself confronting the owner of a panting pit bull tied up by its front paws with no water. She said the dog was approaching heat stroke. Fresno police visited the home, decided the dog was not being abused. The dog had been newly purchased, was later returned to its original owner. Now, in the later videos, this woman continued to insist the dog was abused, and commentators started to suggest maybe someone is eating the dog.
There we go.
Oh, Jesus.
The family living in the home is Asian. So it was an Asian family that owned this dog. Crazy lady comes over and claims the dog is getting heat stroke. The police say, no, the dog is fine. Return the dog. But now it's taken off on the internet.
And just because there was a restaurant like next door to the house, everyone took it to mean maybe they're giving the restaurant the dog food.
Probably some 16-year-old piece of trash kid, right? That's what those guys do. But on the internet, people pile on. Every wacky teenager who's bored, this is all about boredom.
I know.
And they think it's funny.
The owner of Tasty Thai wanted to be clear, we do not serve dog.
And, you know, they start putting bad reviews on Google and Yelp.
Nor are we associated with that house next door where the dog may have been abused. We had nothing to do with that.
Here's one of the reviews. Several reports have come in that this place steals dogs and eats them. This place is evil and needs to be shut down immediately. See how easy it is to do? I don't understand online reviews. I never read them.
I thought most people did, so I'm surprised that this got any traction from folks where it could end up with threats. But I guess if 10 people start threatening you, that could scare you enough to shut down your restaurant.
He's got
parents in their 70s and 60s, and he just thought it wasn't safe.
And then he's getting voicemails at the restaurant. One of them said, go back to your country, you dog-eating mother bleeper.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And it's young guys do this stuff.
Yeah, I know. For sport.
Sport.
People
no.
like to be agitators and get people worked
up. Then they hang up and they and their buddies laugh like hell.
Not That's my kind world. Of sport.
Huh?
Not no, my kind of sport.
You don't cover that.
No.
No.
You're already out of that age group, right?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
You're a mature older man now, Eric.
Yes.
You are unusually mature for your age.
Thank you.
He just called you an old man.
Yeah, I know.
All right, coming up. The 3 o'clock hour, which brings us the Moist Line.
You're
people.
More mature than I am.
What?
Hey.
Oh, look at that little noise.
I heard that.
The small objection from the jury. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.